So July saw the grand opening of Seattle's first state-licensed retail marijuana store. There was a lot of hoopla, but it's August now, and retail stores are still hard to find. Some license holders have no idea when they're even going to open their doors. So, meanwhile, illegal delivery services may be filling that gap, as KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Marijuana retail licenses were supposed to be a golden ticket when they were first announced, especially in places like Seattle, where it was a competitive process. But now, some of the lucky ticket holders are biding their time, saying there's too much uncertainty to open a store. Some are dealing with location or supply issues. One licensee in Bellevue blames local government.
Hi, Ridge Greenside. We'd like to be open, but we are waiting for Bellevue to figure out a 1,000-foot buffer rule.
Another, who asked that his name not be used, says he's not opening because he doesn't want to compete with the state's unregulated medical marijuana. John Davis owns two medical dispensaries. He responds that he sees many willing customers for recreational marijuana.
Clearly, the demand's there, even at the higher prices.
Davis blames state regulators for the lack of retail stores so far. He says awarding retail licenses through a lottery, rather than looking for relevant experience or funding, means many license holders won't succeed.
When will they be determined to be non-viable so that other people that can open up are able to? I had two locations that were already built out, already able to do business, and I entered the lottery and just got higher numbers. But, of course, I would have been able to open up.
Davis is one medical provider who wants to enter the recreational market. Another medical provider says, thanks to I-502, she's ready to leave her business.
And so I see closing in the next 100 days.
Morocco Kyashnatosha runs the Green Buddha Dispensary in Seattle's Ravenna neighborhood. But now she's looking for a new job. She says she's always advocated merging the gray market of medical marijuana into the state-licensed one.
A lot of my clients drive maybe an hour and a half each way to come to me. This makes no sense to come buy $100 worth of product. And so I am encouraging my client to utilize the 502 system.
As people wait for marijuana retail stores to get up and running, other marijuana-centric businesses are springing up every day. One is Kush Tourism, which takes tour groups to visit cannabis culture at glass-blowing studios, cooking demonstrations, and grow operations. The company works with a network of marijuana-friendly hotels and bed and breakfasts. Michael Gordon started Kush Tourism earlier this year. He says what's missing right now is a place for his tour groups to legally buy and use marijuana.
Essentially right now, Seattle works on a network of speakeasies, places where you can consume cannabis. It's not in the public, but it's also living in the gray area. So we need to see the city step up, and I know they're working on legislation right now to allow for things like vapor lounges, but it's not quite there yet.
So what's filling the gap? Gordon says Kush Tourism doesn't provide marijuana, but it's as close as the classifieds.
You have, you know, marijuana delivery services right there. So we just let our customers know they can pick up a Stranger magazine.
Once the stores do open, Gordon says there's sure to be a stop on his tour group itineraries. Liquor Control Board spokesman Mikkel Carpenter says most retailers seem to be waiting for sufficient supplies of state-sanctioned marijuana before they open. Once the board has issued all the allotted licenses, Carpenter says they'll take a look at the market and whether changes or additions need to be made. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.